Hello everyone, this is Neha and you are listening to second part of fourth episode of Choices Always Yours. Strange feeling. I was not confident about what I wrote, but I showed more trust in my friend. That time I didn't understand the reason of my action, but now when I try to analyze, I think it was normal. Not because I was a child, but because I started learning a lesson of trust. The word trust is of just 5 letters, but very tough to uphold. Okay, now coming back to our story. Within an hour of submitting the papers, we got results. To my surprise, all the answers which I copied were wrong. I scored 0. I failed. This was something which never had happened. I was a bright student as per my mother and my teachers. So my teacher called me and asked, "What's wrong with you? Are you unwell?" She was showing care. But I was already in shock and guilt. So I didn't respond to her. While going back to home, apart from whatever happened, one more thing was running in my mind. What will I tell my mother? What if I hide and she gets to know from my teacher? Is she going to punish me? Thinking about all the parameters, I reached home. My mother. Well, I must say, all mothers are genius. They can sense what is wrong with a child in a single second. It is never hard for them. Still, they don't reveal even if they know. My mother asked me to freshen up fast as she cooked something special for me. I followed her instructions without any reasoning. After some time, she came. She came and after sitting next to me, she patted. She kissed my hair with love, with all her affection, which she always do. And she told me just one thing. Always remember, beta. You can share anything with me. I am there for you. I will help you. I will help you get out of all the troubles you have. What's wrong? Just tell me. Thank you so much, guys, for listening to this part of the podcast. I will be back with the final episode. Till then, stay tuned. Thank you so much.